Today on Idiots Go Running, we have Matt. Say hello, Matt.
Hey, everybody.
On our show, we've got a guest who likes to run.
Do they really? Do they jog around the place just for fun?
That's not fun.
Are they a special, a professional athlete?
Nope.
Lining at the start with the elite.
It don't matter. We've got a guest on our show. Woo-hoo! Because we asked and they didn't say no.
It don't matter.
Because our show has a guest.
It does.
Pretty much because we asked and they said yes.
Yes!
Well, Matt, how are you?
I'm awesome. I'm super excited to be here with you guys today.
Because I'm here too. He said, guys, hello everyone. Andrew's here. Now, normally I'm not in these guest interviews, but now this is two in a row, Colin. Or no, maybe not two in a row, depending on what way you schedule these.
Well, Andrew, thanks for coming on. Why are you on the show, Andrew, today?
Because Matt's here, and where Matt goes, I go.
That's right. I'm the honorary idiot, right? Idiot IV is my classification.
It is. Idiot IV. So, Matt, do every year, do you have a challenge?
I'd say I started creating a challenge for myself every year, ever since I was diagnosed with MS, which is not news maybe to most people, but for anyone that's hearing me on this show for the first time, I was diagnosed in 2020. So from that point on, yes, I started challenging myself each year.
And so we're now in 2024, and as you know, myself and Andrew has a big challenge this year, and you also have set yourself a crazy challenge. Matt, let us know about the challenge. Let us know how you got into it, why you chose this challenge, what is it all about?
So I will be running over the course of 6 days this June, 145 miles from Lincoln, Nebraska to Casey, Iowa. Now, I know much of the audience is not familiar with the U.S. I will admit to the entire audience that I had to look up where those places are as well because they're not very close to where I'm from. But I'll be running roughly 25 miles a day for 6 consecutive days with an organization called MS Run the U.S. And they are a charity organization that raise funds for MS research and also providing aid to people living with MS. And I'm part of a relay team. So there are actually 21 runners who are all taking a 5, 6, or 7 day segment of the U.S., running all the way from the West Coast to the East Coast. So it's over 3,200 miles, you know, over the course of several months that this relay takes place.
Matt, that is incredible. And Andrew, what do you think about that? Seeing you're on the show, I have to throw you in because you're just sitting here as a wee watching bystander.
I know I haven't said much, but that's going to change. Matt, that sounds incredible. And when is this taking place then?
It will be in June this year. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's maybe 10 days after your big 108-mile run.
That's right. Oh, it's going to be a big month for all of us then.
Exactly.
If we all make it, that is.
Yeah.
It's going to be a big week. We can actually compare notes. You can look at what I'm doing and say, that's a good idea. Or you can look at Andrew and say, wow, that didn't work.
That really didn't work, probably.
By the way, thank you both for going first with your big challenge. So that way I can say, okay, let's make sure I don't do that, whatever that is. Right? I'm looking at you, Andrew. Let me try new fuel for the first time. Let me try new clothes that I've never worn. I'm sensing it. I can tell there's going to be some adventure
too well, Matt.
In there.
You know me far too well. But then your challenge is a bit different from our challenge because we just decided to enter this race. With yours, it wasn't as straightforward. Is that right? You just can't decide. You're part of this team. Tell us, how did you make it onto the team?
Yeah, so I guess to tell the full story, I'll go way back. And that was at the time of my diagnosis, I couldn't walk more than a quarter of a mile because of the pain that I was in. And I decided for myself, though, I want to see what I can do, what I can get back to doing. And so initially, I set out to just run a half marathon because I used to be kind of a casual runner. I'd run 1 or 2 half marathons a year. And so I said, that'd be really incredible if I could do that. And about 8 months after I was diagnosed, I did that. And I said, well, why stop here? Let me see what else I could do. So I decided to start training for marathons. And along the way, I think I was scrolling through Instagram or something, but I stumbled across this organization. And I saw that people are essentially running a marathon a day for 6 consecutive days, 7 consecutive days. And I said, you know, I don't know if I could do that, but I want to work towards doing that and see if I can do it. So that became my goal back in 2021. I decided I'm going to try and work my way up to this. So everything I've been doing over the last couple of years has been building towards it. And then they actually open it up for applicants to say, hey, I'd like to, you know, be a part of this team. So if you can imagine, there's actually more than 21 people crazy enough to try and do this. And they select people based on their belief that you can actually complete the challenge physically. That's one aspect of it. Two, based on your personality. They're looking for people of a certain character, I'll say, to represent the organization well, to represent the mission well. And three, they're looking for people that are going to commit to the fundraising aspect of it, which is a pretty significant commitment as well. So I had to apply and be interviewed before being selected. That was maybe a 2-month process. And then since being selected, I've been working on base training, doing a little bit of rest right now, which Andrew will appreciate.
And, oh, I know all about it, Matt. I know all about it. I can give you tips like you wouldn't believe.
That's right. How to rest like the best.
Oh, Andrew's going to steal that. Andrew will steal that.
That's a quote.
That's right. That's right. And I start my more intense training in about a week from now, actually.
Okay.
So I've been doing all easy, fun running for the most part over the last several months. And it's about to get real.
What's the intense training look like? What's your big miles or big weeks, Matt, look like?
Yeah, my biggest week in the build towards this 145-mile run is an 80-mile week.
80-mile week?
Right now, I've been doing between 40 and 50 miles a week. But even for me, looking at 80 miles, it's like, holy smokes, that's a lot in 1 week. But then again, what did I think? I'm running 145 miles in less than a week. So, you know, I guess I shouldn't have assumed that the training plan was going to be a cakewalk.
Yeah, because 80-mile week for me is extreme. Andrew, how do you feel about running an 80-mile week? Now, will you hit... Here's a question for you, Andrew. Will you actually hit an 80-mile week?
No idea, Colin. Probably highly unlikely, isn't it? until our event. I don't know. I'm like Matt, I'm building up to the 80-mile week. the 80-mile week might be over 2 days in June.
In June. That's Andrew's 80-mile week training plan. But like, I was talking to someone, Matt. He actually said that a friend of his said, why would you train throughout the year and have like a wee bit of pain every day, or else just don't train, turn up for an event, probably very like Andrew style. Turn up for an event and then go through hell for 1 day, down tools until the next year, and then come back again, have just 1 day a year for you to really, really push yourself. But I don't think that's a training plan you're going for, is it, Matt?
No, I mean, the event itself is crazy as it sounds. The reward for all the hard work you put in for the training.
Yeah. Yep.
And not only that, you know, for me, for a very long time, I'd say any kind of racing event, when I was even just doing half marathons, that was a bit of motivation to just keep myself fit.
Yeah.
Because, hey, I invested in this race. So now I actually have to exercise in order to make sure I can survive the race.
Yeah. And I think everyone's invested in this race for you as well, because you've had events, like you've made your own beer. Now, I think you could run, 145 miles? But I don't know if you can open a packet of hops. I believe you struggled with that one.
I struggled with that as well. Those packages that the hops come in are a little bit tricky.
Yeah.
I mean, training throughout the year, I'm a huge believer in. You know, rest, of course, also, Andrew, don't worry. That's a part of it. Also, you got to listen to your body. But putting yourself through just intense craziness only one day, like, you're probably not going to survive it if you try and delay the training. So training should be challenging, and it has rewards.
And does the event give you the training, or do you do your own training plan? Do they more or less say you just come prepared, or do they say you should be doing this every week, or what's that look like?
Yeah, we actually have a nutrition coach. We have a running coach as well that are a part of the training team. So it's not just figure it out on your own. I have a set plan. I have an app that I had to download as a part of this that says, here's what you're doing this week. And that includes not only my running schedule, but also strength training as well. A lot of the plan is built around, you're going to be running fatigued, right? Like a day, 2 days, 3 days in of doing 25 miles a day. Like, your body's going to be pretty hard, or pretty exhausted, that is. So the training is built around teaching your body how to operate under those conditions. So I'm going to be exhausting myself through training.
Through your training, you touched on nutrition, Matt. Nutrition, and I think we all know where this is going. You have been mixing up your nutrition. You've brought nutrition, imported nutrition in. Firstly, I want to ask you, what's your thoughts about it, and does your nutritionist know?
I have
we're
not...
talking about jelly, Colin. Just come out and say it. We're talking about jelly, Matt.
That's right. That's right. And I have not come right out with my my secret jelly to the nutrition coach. I'm not exactly sure how she would feel about it. And so it's one of those things where I'm just going to keep it to myself for now, because I don't want to be told that it's terrible, because I enjoy it. So I'm just going to act like that is what I should be doing. And truthfully, I haven't seen any negatives come from it yet. Yeah. So I'm going to keep doing it. My rule is I reward myself with jelly on any run that is longer than 10 miles. So that's what I've been doing. And this coming Saturday, I'm actually going to try the warm jelly juice, as Andrew may call it. Yes, I'm going to be trying that for the first time this weekend.
That's a treat. What flavor? What flavor are you going for?
I think I'm going to go with the strawberry to try that out.
We all know solid, solid flavor, Matt.
But, you know, you mentioned it on one of the previous podcasts. I have been mixing the strawberry and blackcurrant together. It is legendary.
Even I haven't done that. And I want a follow-up question about that. When you mix it, do you just go for a potluck? Do you not look and just take it, and then when it's in your mouth, you go, oh, it's a whatever? Or do you actually look at the bag and select one? And or do you like select one and then the other flavor? Or tell us your process about what way you eat your jelly, Matt.
It's just whatever inspires me in that moment. So when I first did it, I had the three packages all by each other, and I saw the strawberry and the blackcurrant next to each other. And I said, these two seem as though they should be friends. So I took a cube of each and just threw them back. And there was no looking back from that moment.
We should actually hook you up with cherry jelly.
Oh, I'm not a fan of cherry.
Andrew's not a fan of cherry jelly.
I know you're jelly. Not, but I will tell you, that is one of my favorite flavors.
It's controversial, Matt. It's controversial.
I know. I hope we can still be friends after this.
Oh, we will. We will.
just a bit of a less friends, but that's okay. That's okay. But I suppose we're so far into our chat that I've asked you question upon question upon question, Matt. And you know what? I haven't given Andrew the opportunity to ask you a question. Andrew, do you have a question for Matt?
I do have a question. As you know, Colin allows me for one question on these special podcasts. And I've maybe asked you kind of a few questions, but there's one question, Matt, I need from you. And I've actually pre-recorded it. It was pre-recorded it minutes before we hit record here. So I haven't even listened to it back. That's how fresh it is. Here we go.
Andrew asks a question.
What will it be?
Andrew asks a question.
Just wait and see.
Andrew asks a question.
A mystery key. Unlocking the answers with some curiosity.
Matt, there's a scenario that keeps going through my mind. What may or may not happen on our 108-mile run, and I believe you are the perfect person to answer this question. As you know, we love a jingle here. Love a jingle on the Idiots Go Running podcast, but I don't have a jingle for you. But what I do have is a dramatized retelling of a story, or it's not really a retelling of a story because it's like a something that may happen in the future. So it's like a dramatized future possible prediction dramatization thing. So here we go. And I'm going to try my best impersonation of Colin and myself. Hopefully you'll be able to distinguish between the two people here.
It's me, Colin, and I can't go on no more.
My name's Andrew, Colin's brother. Colin, you have to go on. We're so close to the finish line, I can almost smell it and taste it.
Woohoo! The only thing I can taste is this muck, because I just can't go on anymore.
Colin, you have to get up. What would David Goggins say?
Woohoo! I don't know what David Goggins would say, but you go on without me, Andrew. You go on. You're strong, fit, and still able to go on, but I can't. Just let me lie here in the muck.
We either both finish or none of us finish. You're gonna get up and you're gonna make it to that end line.
Woohoo! I can't. I just can't.
There's only one thing that we need now. I'm going to play a song. I'm going to play a song that's going to make you stand up. And if you stand up, you're going to run. This song is going to get you to that finish line, Colin.
Hoo-hoo, but what song is it, Andrew?
And that's the question, Matt. What song is going to be able, when Colin's down, when he's out, may well be me, mind you, but in this scenario, it's Colin, he's down, he's out, and I don't mind if it's an obvious song like Rocky or NSYNC or something like that. Just what song is it, Matt? What song's going to get Colin to the finish line? Over to you, Matt.
So Colin and Andrew could see me nodding already. Like, this was a no-brainer. As soon as the question became apparent, I already had the answer.
Even before the question became apparent, you knew. You knew, Matt.
Well, I wasn't sure what the question was. I also wasn't sure if Andrew hired Christian Bale as Batman to play himself in this question. But nevertheless, the answer is obvious. Never gonna give you up.
Oh, brilliant.
Never gonna let you down. Never gonna walk around and desert you. Yeah. Never gonna give you up by Rick Astley. You gotta Rickroll him. Look.
Wow.
It's motivating.
Wow.
You're telling him you're not gonna let him down.
Yeah.
You are, he's gonna laugh because who doesn't love a good Rickroll?
Yeah.
Right? Like, there is no question. That is the song. And now, by the way, I imagine this is not going to happen at mile 90. It's going to be like mile 20. And Andrew's going to say, hey, I'm looking for some fruitcake. And Colin's going to bust out Rick Astley because there may not be fruitcake. And Andrew's going to need a good pick-me-up. So in the absence of fruitcake, Rick Astley.
Wow. What do you make of that, Colin? That is not the answer, but it makes sense. Not the answer I was expecting, but it makes complete sense. And you want
That's not the answer. You got it wrong, Matt. You got it completely wrong.
It's not what I was expecting.
That is not the answer. Try again.
It's not what I was expecting.
What are you joking?
Absolutely love it. And you know what? That's being added to our playlist, Colin.
That will be added to our playlist. And do you know what, Matt? This is why you should be present. This is why you have, although I'm not allowed to vote, but if I was allowed to vote, I would vote for you because you literally had, how many seconds was that clip, Andrew?
Oh, it was long, wasn't it? Like, for being a single question, it takes up a high percentage of this podcast.
Anyway, we'll get back to Matt. How you thought about that? Boom, straight off the mark, Rick rolling, the reasoning behind it, everything to go with it. Like that is quick thinking, incredible. Matt, you may be stricken off the idiots list.
Don't take me off the list. No, once Once you're an idiot, you're always an idiot.
But you can't
right?
come up with.
So we
you can't come
that.
Up with answers like that. And it was a good answer.
Good answer.
Matt, that was amazing.
Well, hang on though. It's an idiot answer also because you were expecting yep. maybe a Rocky or yep. you know something that is your typical pump up
yeah.
song. Right? Ooh, the Space Jam soundtrack, right? That used to always get me going when I was about 12 years old. So those types of things would yeah. be expected. This being an unexpected answer, I think, puts me squarely in that idiot yeah. category. Because as we all know within the three of us here, we use that term yeah. as a term yeah. of endearment anyway. And so it is a, hey, we don't take ourselves too seriously. Yeah. We're going to have fun. But it was still valid,
yeah.
right?
Oh, like yeah.
it was valid. It was a little bit crazy.
It was on point.
But it
was trending. Even trending as well. Throwing in the phrases like Rickroll. Old man Andrew up here doesn't know what Rickrolling is if you want to explain to him. Andrew, what's Rickrolling? Go for it, Andrew. What's Rickrolling?
Are you serious? Andrew,
Colin's
you don't know
stuff
what Rickrolling
I know what Rickrolling is, all right.
I was really excited for a moment to explain it to you for the first time. Actually, I was honored to I was just thinking I'm going to enlighten Andrew, and now I am a little bit let down that I won't have that opportunity. But that's okay. That's okay. I'm glad you've been living in a world where Rickrolling
already
exists.
Oh, nice son knows all about it too. He knows all about it too.
As we all should.
Yeah, maybe it's having kids.
We actually are doing a karaoke event for my next fundraiser, and I'm about 90% certain that my 10-year-old son will sing that
great
song
move.
At karaoke.
Brilliant.
Can he dedicate it to me?
I will ask him to do that, and I will video.
I would love that. That is going right on my Instagram beside the AI pictures of me looking buff, because that... That's incredible. If I get a video of Matt's son dedicating Rick Ashley song to me, that would make my day, Matt.
We'll make it happen.
How can we donate? How can we donate to the cause? And how can the listeners donate to the cause and follow you?
Yeah, thanks for asking. So I have a website, www.mattrunsformsmith.com. That's Matt with two T's, and that's the number 4. So mattrunsformsmith.com. Cool. And there you'll see links to the website where you can actually donate to the charity organization which I'm running for. You'll also see my blog. You'll see links to my Instagram, to the Facebook group that we chatted about the last time I was on the podcast as well. Bunch of other stuff there. So yeah, that would be the way.
We've got your karaoke coming up next, Matt. That's your next fundraising thing. Is that their final fundraising sort of plan? And like, what's your goal of fundraising? And I didn't even ask you that. Should I ask you that?
You're welcome to ask that. So my goal is $20,000. So
wow.
We're about halfway there.
That's massive.
As of
Bon Jovi.
This recording. Yeah, about halfway there. Thank you. And so I've still got some other events coming up as well, some speaking engagements also. So we'll see, but going to keep pushing. And I'm just excited to be able to do something really, you know, that I didn't even think would have been possible 5 years ago. And the fact that I'm able to stand here and talk about it. And to be honest, I still don't know how I'm going to do it, but I know I will do it. And that's not where I was 5 years ago. And so I'm very happy and honored to be able to be in
Amazing.
That position.
Amazing. And I suppose we'll sort of finish up with a question from me to you, Matt. If you were to go on a run with one person, dead or alive, could be anybody in the world, in one location, anywhere, in one type of race, and you can make up the race, you can make it as wild or as crazy as you want, what would that be?
Yes, I would love to run with you, Matt. Thank you.
Whoa. That was crazy how in sync we were there. Andrew just read my mind, and I can't believe it.
Maybe a fair bit of walking.
And resting. And jelly.
That's right. That's right. So it sounds like that's three questions in one, maybe, right? So who, where,
and
how?
What type of race would it be? It could be anything. It could be a space, yeah. Jupiter, the moon, being a horse. You could race a horse. It's up to you.
So let's go with a fastest known time attempt, an FKT, as it's called in the running world, around the island of Australia.
Okay.
By the way, I haven't researched this at all, so maybe it's already been done. I don't know. Crazy, you know, climate all throughout, right? So maybe it hasn't been done. Maybe it's a terrible, unsafe idea. Nope. But anyway, so that's the situation. The who, does it have to be a runner? Because, like, I'm thinking Chris Farley would be great, right? Somebody that was just going to keep you laughing the whole time.
Who's Chris Farley?
Chris Farley. Oh, boy. Okay, so American comedian. He is no longer with us. Famous on Saturday Night Live. But if you never saw that show, Tommy Boy was one of his most famous movies. Yeah, so if you don't like Chris Farley, somebody else very comedic, I'd say. Jack Black. There we go. Jack Black.
He'd be a good punter.
Running with Jack Black. Because we could sing then, too. We could sing. Yeah.
He would say, think of the amount of jingles you two could come up with.
That could be the greatest song in the world.
Tribute.
Yes. Exactly. Exactly. Which, by the way, is one of my karaoke songs also.
It's a great song, that. Great song.
It's a great tune. Great tune. So running around Australia with Jack Black singing. Do you know what? That's a great answer.
It's a good answer indeed.
Hey, let's try. Let's try and get him on the show. I mean, what are we waiting for? I mean, you've already had Dean Karnazes on the show, so why stop there? Why not see if we can't get Jack Black on the show?
And speaking of which, Matt, what did you make of that podcast with Dean?
Andrew, I could not believe the question you came up with for Dean. Just could not believe it.
Couldn't believe the answer either. But couldn't believe the answer.
Why did you even ask it, Andrew? Were you nervous asking that question
to
Dean?
I have to say, I really, really was. But what a gent of a guy to answer it the way he did. And speaking of which, Matt, we just want to say a very, very big thank you for being such a big part of Idiots Go Running podcast. Because every episode of me and Colin, you give feedback. You've been given feedback for the past year, just to me and Colin, but we thought we'd open it up to the whole show, and our listeners love hearing your feedback. We love hearing your feedback. We love having you on the show. And also thanks for your friendship, because just over a year ago, suppose we had never really talked before. You and Colin had talked a bit, but it's amazing how a ridiculous podcast like ours can come together and bring people together. So I just want to say thank you for all you do for us and our podcast.
Well, and thank you guys. I love our banter back and forth.
Well, good banter.
You know, the audience. Yeah, the audience may or may not know this, but I mean, it's almost daily at this point that we're exchanging messages via WhatsApp and sending each other ridiculous ideas for things to do on this show as well, and encouraging each other with training and resting and all of those things. And the feeling is very much mutual. I'm very lucky to have gotten to know both of you, and look forward to seeing what kind of crazy stuff we're going to do together in the future.
Yeah, one day, Matt, we will run together. We have to run together in some shape or form.
Oh, I hope it's not on a rest day. I hope it's not one of my rest days.
Or you're out having brunch. I'll Andrew and his brunch. That's when Andrew fits in his runs, between rest days and brunch.
Okay, nice. I thought he was going to say rest days are any day ending in the letter Y. So I wasn't sure when we'd be able to fit in a run.
No, Andrew's on the protein, Matt.
Brunch protein.
Brunch protein. Andrew's on the protein. He's going to the gym. He's doing strength exercising. This is a changed man, Matt. From last year, he is now a changed man. He is clocking up some miles and gymming it most days of the week.
Hopefully it'll pay off.
Well, I was going to say, at some point, maybe you'll have to share with the audience everything I taught you about going to the gym, all of the advice on how to fit in at the gym.
Oh.
But I'd like you to try some of those things for yourself first before you share with the rest of the audience.
I will, Matt. I certainly will. Oh, that's awesome. There's fireworks behind Colin. You try it, Matt. Try putting your thumbs up to see if you get that reaction.
I feel like I'm milking a cow here. No fireworks for me.
I've got two thumbs up and fireworks has come from behind me and I've absolutely nailed this.
Wow. Oh, my thumbs are too curved. I don't know. This, by the way, this clearly makes us idiots. Just gonna say it.
Do you know what? He's doing it
one
again.
One day I will reach Andrew level.
For everyone who was listening there, Andrew was getting fireworks on the screen. Check out our Instagram for he's doing it again for the video of idiots trying to get fireworks going. Matt, right, thank you so much for coming on the show today. Thanks for taking the time to come on and chat to us as a guest, but you're not a guest, you know you're a friend, you know you're an idiot. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Matt.
It was awesome being here, as always.
Thank you, Matt.
He can't run, but boy, can he make fireworks.
Everywhere he goes, fireworks.